divided Securities and Exchange Commission is expected to vote today to approve new regulations governing the hedge fund industry. The rule is favored by SEC Chairman William Donaldson. It would require all but the smallest hedge funds to register with federal regulators. But opponents, including some in the hedge fund industry, say it will do little to stop fraud and abuse. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Hedge funds cater to wealthy individuals. They offer a range of investor options, some risky, some designed to offset risk. They've grown rapidly in recent years. It's believed by the end of this year there will be 9,000 hedge funds in the U.S. with around $1 trillion under management. Donald Langvoort is a law professor at Georgetown University. He says by requiring those who operate the funds to register with the SEC and provide details about how they operate, regulators are insisting the industry become more transparent.
What it is opening up the inside of the hedge fund to public scrutiny. That's exactly what the hedge fund industry doesn't like because, frankly, they make money by operating in the dark, by being nimble, by exploiting opportunities. If you're going to exploit market inefficiencies, you can't be doing it in a way that everybody sees.
By requiring hedge funds to register, the SEC hopes to curb abuses that have tarnished the much larger mutual fund industry. Hedge funds played a role in the market timing and late trading scandals that prompted regulators to go after the mutual fund industry. John Coffey is director of the Center on Corporate Governance at Columbia. He says as the number of hedge funds grows, they are becoming more accessible to average investors.
There has been a trend towards what's called the retailization of the hedge fund industry, and more middle-income or moderately wealthy investors are becoming involved in hedge funds. And that's the point at which the SEC's concerns for the average investor get heightened.
But many hedge fund managers say registering with the SEC won't make it any easier to detect fraud. Charles Grudante is with Hennessy Group, a firm that counsels hedge fund investors. He has testified on Capitol Hill and says it's not clear whether requiring funds to register will accomplish the SEC's goals.
The Hennessy Group, in its testimony, recommended that the SEC monitor the banks, the investment banks and the commercial banks that lend to hedge funds as a way of monitoring systemic risk. We don't believe, and most industry participants don't believe, that registering hedge funds will curtail the possibility of systemic risk.
Treasury Secretary John Snow and Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan have both gone on record as saying they don't think the SEC plan will accomplish much. Two Republican commissioners, Paul Atkins and Cynthia Glassman, also oppose the rule and are expected to vote against it. Atkins has said he's worried it will divert SEC resources away from policing the much bigger mutual fund industry. However, SEC Chairman William Donaldson as recently as last week reiterated his support for the new rules, saying they will give the commission greater insight into the activities of hedge fund advisors at a time hedge funds are growing in size and influence in the securities markets. The new regulation, which is expected to be approved today on a 3-2 vote, would cover funds with assets over $30 million. Around half the hedge fund industry already registers voluntarily with the SEC. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.